My name is Ketia Aurelian, KetsiaAurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Lorraine Headley, Lorraine, last name Hadley. And this visit was on October 28th, 2022. This 31-year-old female was referred to us by Dr. Toussaint for evaluation of incidental finding of medullary sponge kidney disease. Period. Number one, medullary sponge kidney disease. This was noted on the recent CAT scan dated 9/8/22, which showed possible medullary sponge kidney disease and metabolic renal disease. Period. The patient reports family history of kidney disease and kidney stone. However, she's not sure what type of kidney disease from her mother's side. Period. She also reports history of recurrent urinary tract infections and kidney stones since the age of 16 years old. Period. She also presents with dysuria, difficulty starting her urinary stream, flank pain bilaterally, as well as groin pain, period. She denies any episodes of gross hematuria, period. These are all potential symptoms of this condition, period. To confirm this diagnosis, we will order an intravenous urography, period. We will also order 24-hour urine stone protocol with saturation graph to detect the types of stones, if any. Period. We will order a post void pelvic ultrasound to rule out ureteral stones. Period. And we will order mineral bone disease labs to rule out hyperparathyroidism, although it is unlikely since her serum calcium level is within normal limits, period. Unfortunately, because this condition is benign and has no cure, if it is confirmed that the patient has medullary sponge disease, medullary sponge kidney disease, we will focus on treating her symptoms, including her urinary tract infection and or possible urinary stones, period. If there is any evidence of ureteral stones or kidney stones or any possible obstruction, obstructive uropathy, we may consider future referral to a urologist, period. Her kidney functions have remained very well preserved with the BUN of 12, creatinine of 0.52, and a GFR of 127. There was mild pyuria in the urinary sediments. In the most recent labs revealed no evidence of proteinuria with the urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 7 milligrams, period. Next line, nephrolithiasis, as previously stated in stage in number one, we will order urine, 24-hour urine stone protocol for further evaluation. The most recent CAT scan dated 10/10/22 did not reveal any calculus and was unremarkable for the kidneys. However, prior CT scans, prior CT scan dated 9/8/23 did reveal 1 millimeter multiple bilateral calcial C-A-L-Y-C-E-A-L stone. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, chronic iron deficiency anemia with recent H&H of 9.9 and 33%. The patient is being managed by her PCP, Dr. Toussaint, and is receiving IV iron infusions at Highlands Hospital currently. Period. Next line, obesity. She weighs 225 pounds today and is status post gastric sleeve surgery for weight loss. We encourage her to decrease her intake of sodium and processed foods, period. Next line, the patient presents with recent laboratory workup. From October 19, 2020, which is positive for amphetamines, benzodiazepine, cocaine, and THC in the urine. Period. She is currently taking buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, 8 milligrams 3 times a day, period. However, she denies any drug use, any illicit drug use, period. Next line, bipolar / anxiety. / panic disorder. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. End.